The Dunleavy administration is seeking to oust a former Democratic state senator from his job leading a state agency that regulates the oil and gas industry. A three-day public hearing concluded today in Anchorage. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh reports.
A letter from Dunleavy last month, obtained by Alaska Public Media through a records request, levies five charges to justify removing Hollis French from his chairmanship of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The commission acts as a watchdog over Alaska's oil industry. In the letter, Dunleavy accuses French of typically working no more than 4 hours a day and pursuing, quote, non-work-related interests, unquote, at the office, among other charges. The letter includes no supporting documentation or evidence. French denies all the charges. During the hearing, the state's attorney, Dana Burke, questioned French about the governor's accusations, including whether French was out of the office too often to perform his duties well.
Being available by text or email or phone when you're at home, say, watching the World Series, that's not the same thing as being there, is it?
It's not the same thing.
Later in the hearing, French's attorney, Kevin Fitzgerald, asked French whether his time out of the office was spent in service of his role as the commission member representing the public.
As the public representative commissioner, did you conduct a fair amount of your work on behalf of the agency outside the office, either office hours or outside the confines of the physical building?
Asked and answered beyond the scope of cross-rule.
Yes, I did.
And was that necessary as it related to what you understood to be your role as the public representative commission?
I believed it was.
French claims the current situation stems from a disagreement over the limits of the commission's power. It was precipitated by a months-long gas leak in Cook Inlet 2 years ago from a pipeline operated by oil company Hillcorp. In an interview after the hearing, French said he thought his agency should have oversight over incidents like the gas leak, and that put him at odds with at least one of his two fellow commissioners.
There was a difference of opinion in the commission about whether or not we could take action to do something about this leak. The commission said we can't take action, and I firmly believe that if we couldn't in that case, we at least needed to be able to do so in the future.
French is an attorney, a former Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, and one-time Cook Inlet roughneck, whose term as commissioner runs through early 2021. He was appointed by former Governor Bill Walker in 2016. Kathy Forrester, one of the two other commissioners, was at Friday's hearing sitting alongside Burke, the state's attorney. Forrester declined to comment. By law, commissioners can only be fired for cause, including incompetence, neglect of duty, or misconduct in office. The officer who presided over this week's hearing will prepare a report that Dunleavy can use to make his decision. Ultimately, it is up to Dunleavy whether French is removed. In Anchorage, with help from Nat Herz, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.